Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Peivov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, beginning of the ninth parak of Maseches Brachas. The Mishnah in the Bara Peheh Amud Bey says, Haroye Mokom Shenas Ubunisim L'Yisrael. Someone sees a location where miracles happen to Ham Yisrael. Oimer Boruch Shoso Nisim La'Avoyseinu B'Mokom Hazeh. Special bracha to a person needs to do when he sees a location of Nisim. Mokav Shenekorimin Avodazar, he sees a place where Avodazara was uprooted from. Oimer Baruch She'akar Avodazara Me'artzeinu, another bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu took away Avodazara, and the Mishnah says clearly Me'artzeinu, meaning it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Masniso Benisi Yisrael, that's only miracles of Am Yisrael. Then you have a bracha that everybody has to say. Al Benisei Yechidi She'nasu Lo'i Ein Etzorech Evarech. But a nes that happened to an individual, then he doesn't do a bracha. And as Mefarshim point out, it doesn't mean you don't have to do a bracha at all. It means you don't have to do a bracha, not all Am Yisrael have to do a bracha. But the individual that did have the nes, he does have a bracha to say. Says the Gemara Peivov Amud Aleph, Ma'u shivorech Odom al nisei oviv v'al nisei raboy. Should a person do a bracha for a nes? It didn't happen to him, but it happened to his father or to his Rebbe. V'imoy Odom misuyim kegon yoy ben tzur v'chaveirov. Or what happens if it's a person who's very famous, very big in Am Yisrael, like Yoav, if he got a nes, do we say a bracha on that? Ve'odom shenikdash bo Hashem shamayim, or people that had a miracle that caused a tremendous kiddush Hashem, kegoin Chananya Mishael ve'Azaryo, like when Chananya Mishael ve'Azaryo were thrown into Kivshan Ha'esh and they were saved. That was a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Says the Gemara, v'nisei shvati ma'u sheivorech. What about the miracles that happened to a shevet, to a specific shevet? Do you say a bracha on that or not? Many questions that were asked on different scenarios. When is a chiyuv for everybody to say a bracha of a nes? Says the Gemara in the last question, Man d'omar kol shevet v'shevet ikri kol. The Man d'omar that holds that every shevet is considered to be a full kol. Tzorech levorech, then all Am Yisrael have to do a bracha on the nes that happened to the shevet. Man d'omar kol shvetim kruin kol. The Man d'omar that says all the shvetim together kol, but every shevet is not, every specific shevet is not, Ain't tzorech levorech. There's no obligation to a whole Am Yisrael to say a bracha for a nes that happened for one shevet only. And la'alach, even though the Gemara here does not address it, person does do a bracha for miracles that happened to his father and forefathers, and a bracha that happened to his Rebbe. Says the Gemara, roye bovel tzorech levorech chamesh brachas. Someone who goes through bovel, he needs to say five brachas. What is it? Ro pras, he sees the river pras. That's a bracha on the rivers. The Kodesh Baruch Hu allows Avodah Zarah to exist. He sees the house of Nechavetzar Rasha. He sees the place where there was the fire, or the place where they threw the Neil into the lion pit. Then he says a bracha on the nes. Sees a place where they take an offer. So all the offer should bring, based on the Gemara and the Bavli, that there's a place in Bavel that one cannot move an animal without putting offer from that place. And that's a simon klala of Bavel. It's as if the Bavel is getting destroyed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that there will be a destruction to Bavel, and he kept his promise. He sees Bavel, the pasuk that speaks about the destruction of Bavel. Now it seems the chura that here you have six brachas, not five brachas, or maybe even seven brachas, because we mentioned regarding the Nisim, the Kivshan Ha'esh and Guva Arayas. So the Maharal Pulda says that the first two you don't count, because the first two is a regular bracha that you say in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and you say on every Dezaro, it's not specifically for Bavel. And the second pshat he says is that the locations of Kivshan Ha'esh and Guva Arayas are considered to be one. And the last bracha that we mentioned now doesn't say Shemu Malchus, the Gemara is going to say in a moment. So therefore, you don't count this six brachas. So really, you have only five brachas. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeir, Rav Yud B'Shem Rav, called bracha she'eini mo Malchus eini bracha. If you don't say Melech Ha'olam, it's not a bracha. And according to Maharal Pulda, is coming to tell you why the last bracha that we mentioned is not a real bracha. I'll tell you the reason why you have to say Melech Ha'olam, because it says in the Pasuk, Arimimcho Elokai HaMelech. So I mentioned the word Melech when I mentioned a bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Amar Tzich Loimer Ato. When you say a bracha, you have to say you. Baruch Ato. V'shmuel Amar Einu Tzich Loimer Ato. You don't not necessarily have to say Ato. Rav Rabbi Yonason Azli Me'avet Shlomo Be'elin Karyoso De'droimo. They went to do shalom, to cause peace. It was great to shalom, to make peace between different people in these cities in the south. Olam Nechado, so they came to one place. They found this Chazan de Omar, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibur, Vanoyer, that we always say. But he added to it, Ha'abir, Ve'amitz, other titles, Takarish Bochu. Vishitko Oisoy, they silenced him. Because a person should not add more shvachim, more praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not mentioned by Chazal. As the Gemara says, you cannot add what Chachamim said. Rav Huna b'shem Rav shed b'ar ha-pasuk, Shakai lo yimitzanu sagi koyach. Lo yimitzinu koyuchoy v'gvoros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the power to speak about the praises and the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Avoh b'shem b'yichanon brings another pasuk, Ha'yisupar loy ki adaber ki omar ish ki yivulo. Is it even possible to say it? And the Gemara Dash is the end of the pasuk. In bo'odom l'saper gvurois HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitbaleya min ha'olam. If a person goes to say, tries to say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be swallowed, be died from the world, because the person is not able to do that. Omar Shmuel b'nach another pasuk, mi yelamal gvurois Hashem, who could say the shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says, Kegoin oni v'chaveire, only me and my friends. And the Mara Puldo explains, meaning he was learning Torah the right way, and when you learn Torah that way, that's considered to be the biggest praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the one that Pivam on base, Omar Avun mi malal gvuris Hashem, Tirgim Yaakov kfar giburayo bitzur, Yaakov Rayo was translated the Pasuk says, Lecho dumiyo tehilo eloikim bitzayoin. So what are you darshan? Sama de kulo, the medicine of all, is mashtuko, being quiet. What's the moshom? Le margolis de leis leitimi. Like a jewel that doesn't have a value. It is priceless. Kol shemeshabek bo pogmo. Someone who comes and starts praising it, giving it a value, he not only does not give it a shvach, he actually is doing the opposite. He's lowering the value by giving it the praises. Says the Gemara, Tani apiseyach biyud. Someone starts the bracha saying the name of Hashem Yud Kei Vavkei, and he ends with Yud Kei Vavkei, which is the Shem HaMefoyrosh. That's the name that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a chacham. That's the proper way to say a bracha. Be'alef lamet, if he says Elokim v'choisim be'alef lamet, and he ends with Elokim, harei zibur. Person does not say a bracha by referring to the name that we have to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a bur. He's someone who does not know what to do. Be'alef lamed v'choisim b'yud kei. If he starts the bracha with alef lamed, with Elokim, and ends with yud kei vav kei, he's a beinoni. He's not a chacham. He doesn't go straight to Shem Refayrish, but he eventually reaches there, and we go based on the end of the bracha. That's the most important one. B'yud kei v'choisim b'alef lamed. But if he starts with yud kei and end with Elokim in the end, he's a derech acheres. That's considered to be apikorsus. Like Acher, because he's, so to speak, devaluing the way we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Aminim Shalu Sarasmaloi, Kamer Lukus Baro Es Ha'olam. How many gods created the world? Omer Lehem Veli Atem Shoyalim. You're asking me? Lechu V'Sholus Odom HaRishon. Go check Odom HaRishon. Shenema Kish'al No Yomim Rishayim. Asher Brohu Eloikim Odom HaLaoretz Ein Ktiv Kan. Doesn't say that God's created Adam. Elamina Yemeshev Bar Elohim Adam Alaretz Loshen Yachid, singular. Bar Elohim is only one Elohim. Omer Levechti Bereishis Bar Elohim, meaning Elohim is Loshen Rabim. So the Mefarshim were bothered. Every pasuk says Elohim Loshen Rabim. So Marav Pulda points out, explains why does the beginning of the Torah, the first words of the Torah, are you calling Elohim in a plural tense? Omer lehem v'chi bro uksiv, does it say bro loshon rabim? Pereish is bro elokim, meaning there was plural gods. En ktiv ela bora, it just says bora loshon yochid, singular tense. Omer asmeloi kol moko shipirko meaning chuvasa betzino. Every time you have a claim of the meaning, they're trying to find in the Torah ways to come and say that their apikorsus is correct, you always have an answer right away. So like here it says bora loshon yochid. Chazur shalu oi, so they came asking another question. Look at the pasuk. It says, we will create Adam like us. And it says in plural tense, Ketzalmeinu chidmuseinu. Omer Lahem, right after it says, Vayivruu Elokim Yisraelim Betzalmom, Ein Ktiv Kan. It doesn't say afterwards, Loshon Rabim, Vayivruu, they created the Odom. Ela Vayivruu Elokim Yisraelim Betzalmom. It says singular tense. So right after you see clearly it's not plural. Omer Talmidov says, Talmid told him, Le'ilu Dachisa Bekone. You gave him a good answer, like you pushed him off with straw. Lanu Matam Eishib. What's the real answer? Why does it say Loshon Rabim? Why does it say, Rakesh Bol created Odom, Betzalmenu Kidmusenu? In the beginning, Adam was created from dirt, and then Chava was created from Adam. One came from one. But from here on, betzalmenu chidmusenu. You need to have plural. Who's the plural? Yivshar liish below isha, yivshar liisha below ish, yivshar lishneim below shchino. A man cannot have a child without a woman. A woman cannot have a child without a man, and they both need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shloisha shutofim ba'odom. There's three partners in creating a human being. Chazu sholoi. So the Minimi asked another question. Ma'an dechtiv. What is this pasuk that says, Kel Elokim Hashem, Kel Elokim Hashem, who you're there, referring to the name of Hashem so many times. Omlehem hem yoidim ein chtiv kan. Doesn't say, Loshon Rabim, they know. Elo hu yoidei achtiv. Only one name. You see, it's many names referring to the same God. You give him an answer that says Loshon Yochid, single tense. Lo nu mata meishi. What's it really the pshat that you have is so many names? Omulehem shloshtam shem echod. It is three expressions to be mechana Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kiinish domer, like example that you have, that when you refer to a king, you have different names referred to the king. You have Baslayus, Kesar, Augustus. Different names that you refer to the king. So even though different names all refer to the same one, also here the different names refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazu Sholu Oysoi, they came and asked another question. Ma'al Dechtiv Kel Elokim Hashem Diber Ve'iko Aretz, again referring to three names of Hashem. Omlehem Echid Dibru Ve'ikro. Ksiv, does it say Loshon Rabim Dibru Ve'ikro? En Ksiv Ela Diber Ve'iko Aretz, it says Loshon Yochid, single intense. Amu Talmidim again asked him, Rabbi Leil Dechisa Bekoni, he pushed him away. Ve'lanu ma'at ha'meishu, what do you answer to us? Amu Shloshtam Shem Echad, again, there's three names referring to the same God. Ke'inish Do'omar, Umnun Banyon Achite Katan. Meaning we're talking about three names referring to a builder. He's a Umin, he's a builder, he's an architect, all referring to the same one with different nicknames. Chazu Sholoi, so ma'at dechtiv ki Elokim G'doyshim Hu, Loshon Rabim, plural. Omelem G'doyshim Heimo Ein Ksiv Kan. It doesn't say they are Kaddish. Ela Hu, Loshon Yachid. Kel Kano Hu. It's him, it's only one. Omu Tamido Rebbe Leil Dechitza Bekone. You pushed him away. V'lanu ma'at ha'meshi. What's the real answer? Why it says you're plural? Omav Yitzchak Kaddish B'chol Minei G'dushas. All the G'dushas are included in Hashem. Toma Yudim Hashem Avacha Kaddish Baruch Hu. Darko Bigdushas, way is Kaddush, Dibur Bigdushas, talk is Kaddush, the Yeshua Bigdushas, place where he sits is Kaddush, Chasifa Zroya Bigdusha, when he gives punishment is Bigdusha, it's all Aini of Gdusha. Elokim Noiro of Odir Bigdusha. And the Gemara brings a right for each one. Darko Bigdusha, it says, Elokim Kaddush Dorchecho. Hilucha Bigdushas, walks Bigdusha, because it says, Alicho is Keili Malki Bigdush. Moshav Bekdusha is a place where he sits Bekadosh because it says Elokim Yoshav Akise Kotchoy. Dibur Bekdusha is talk as Kadosh because it says Elokim Diber Bekotchoy. And then it says Chasif is Zroya Bekdusha, his strength is Bekdusha because it says Chosof Hashem is Zroya Kotchoy. So to speak, he revealed his arm. Noyevod Bekdusha because it says Mikamoichenedor Bekadosh. So you have that the Gdoshim Akush Bokhu that any way he appears is Bekdusha. Chazu Sholoi, so they came and asked him again. Ma'al Andichtiv, what's the pasuk that says, Mi goy godol sheloi Elokim kroivim eilov, who is the nation that has Elokim kroivim loshon rabim, again, very close to him. Amalehem kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elehem ein ksiv kan. Doesn't say whenever they call them. Ele b'chol koreinu eilov, any way we call him, singular tense. So again, you take all this to put into one name. Again, the same question. What is the real answer? Why it says your plural tense when you speak about Hashem? It says the word that pizanim with aleph, omer lahem, koroi b'chol minei kreivois. There's many ways to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tomer pinchas Hashem aviyud bar simon, avoy de zoro nearest kreivo ve'ein el rechoiko. The zoro looks very close, but really it's very far. Why does it look close? Matayim Yisrael El Katef Yisbelu. A person takes it, David Zoro, he slaps it on his shoulder, he has it in his house, it's right near him. So if Dovar Elo Yimur Abayis with him in the house, and he could scream until death, and the Avodah Zarah will not help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nireh chaka, looks like he's far away. You don't see him right next to you. There's nothing closer than him. From the Oretz until Shemayim, Malach Hamesh Vodshana. It takes 500 years to get to Shemayim. Umirakiya Lirakiya Malach Hamesh Vodshana. Between every sky, because we have Shiva Rikim, it's another 500 years. The obvious Shirakiya, the width of every Rikiya, Hamesh Vodshana, is also 500 years. The Chen Lechol Rikiya Rikiya, like every other sky, every other Rikiya. From Rav Achya, Rav Chalbu, Bishem, Rav Abba, Samoiko, Av Talfe Achayos, also the legs of the Chayos HaKodesh, the Bishar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ma'al HaChamesh V'Chona V'Chameshah says, 515 years, Minyan Yeshara, it says Reglein Regle Yeshara, and Yeshara, the numeric value of Yeshara is 515. Re'e Kama U'Gavoya Amir Lomer, look, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is so far, he's up there in Shemayim, he seems to be so many hundreds and thousands of years away. The person comes into shul, stands in front of the amud, and he davens, whispering. Doesn't have to scream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his davening. Chana was davening, for there you learn the whole meaning of davening. Her lips are moving, but you can't hear her voice. She was whispering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to her davening. V'chem kol b'riyosav, any other creature, any other human being can daven to Hashem. Sh'ne'ama tfilo la'ani ki'otev. Tfilo of a poor man, when he is out of himself, ke'odo ha'mesiach b'oizen chaver v'ushme'a. Like a person who whispers to his friend and he hears, so when a person whispers, Kodesh Baruch Hu listens as if he's right near him. V'chiyesh l'cho eloika korem, he says, that any God closer than this, shu kroyov l'b'yoysov kepel oizen, that he is close to his creatures, like the ear from the mouth, meaning as close as a mouth can get the ear, that's the closest that Kodesh Baruch Hu to his b'yoysov. And this whole ma'al is to come and answer the question that Gemara started with, why it says eloikim kroyvim, plural, meaning his korem b'chol mini krivois, he is as close as possible. We want to show how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, so we say he's not just korem, he's kroyvim. He's as close as possible to us, even though it looks so far. That's the emphasis of kroyvim in a plural tense. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Pei Vav.